We are speaking right now with the MLA for Central Peace Notley, Todd Lowen. We haven't checked in with him in a while. And Todd, how are things?
Going good. Lots going on in government, of course, and there's lots of concerns people have. And, you know, it's definitely a trying time, both, you know, I guess in the medical end of things, but also in the financial end of things with the economy and everything. So, yeah, it's busy and lots of concerns.
No doubt about that. And I guess one of the concerns that you had is that you had made a member's statement about COVID and the fact that, you know what, it's time to flatten the fear curve because, you know what, sometimes that could be just as important, isn't it? So when you talk about flattening the fear curve, what do you mean by that?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are spreading fear. We look at the NDP in particular, they're spreading fear to everybody across Alberta and around the world, really, about COVID-19. And we know COVID-19 is a serious disease, and we know we need to do certain things to keep that out of the vulnerable sector of our population. And I think what we need to do is, instead of spreading this fear, we need to be most concerned about the people that are vulnerable, the seniors, the people with other underlying health conditions, and we need to focus our attention on them. And by focusing our attention on them, we will relieve some of the fear of the rest of the population that really doesn't have a lot to worry about. When we look at the rest of the population, what they need to be concerned about is spreading the disease to those that are vulnerable. They shouldn't be as concerned about themselves as opposed to spreading the disease to those that that it could have a serious effect on.
So needless to say, it just comes back to the basic advice of Dr. Hinshaw, really, doesn't it? If you're not feeling well, stay home, frequent hand washing, and do what you have to do in order to keep those people safe, doesn't it?
Exactly. No, there's certain things we can all do. It's about personal responsibility. And our personal responsibility, of course, that's, you know, not just taking care of ourselves, but more importantly, taking care of those around us and making sure that that we don't spread this to people that are that this could have serious effects with. I mean, we've seen Manoir de Lac and McLennan, and we lost 10 seniors in about 3 weeks there. So we know this disease can affect people greatly, and we need to just be careful with those that it has the worst effects on.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, we saw yesterday you had a chance to ask Justice Minister Casey Matthew a question about property rights. And let's face it, north of Edmonton, where there's a lot of property up here and people have pretty big plots of land, that's a huge issue.
Yes, absolutely. And we made some pretty good campaign commitments when it comes to property rights. And I just want to make sure that we're focused on them and we get those taken care of. We know there's, you know, several different things. If we look at adverse possession or squatters' rights, we know that, you know, in this day and age, I mean, that's something that needed to be done away with a long time ago. To think that somebody else could use somebody else's property for 10 years for nothing and then all of a sudden become owners of it for nothing is absolutely unbelievable. And it's just not right. It's not just.
No, fair enough. And in saying that, too, squatters' rights, adverse possession, I know I learned about that first several years ago in real estate, so it's still actually a thing. Like, that law still hasn't been, like, done away with yet, has it?
No, it's still a thing, and it still affects people to this day. It's not near as common, I'm sure, as it once was, but I've heard of you know, several instances just recently where this has came into play. And sometimes the person that wants to, you know, take advantage of that law might lose a battle in court, but the person that owns the property has to defend against it. And that can cost thousands and tens of thousands of dollars just to defend the right to possess the land that you own, that you legally own. So it's actually, like I say, it's unbelievable to think that it's still in place.
I know. I remember I was reading a real estate book about it, and I can tell you it was when I was entering the program, and it was tucked away in there. And in Ontario, they said, don't worry, this is almost done away with. You don't have to worry about it. But it's obviously sounds like it's still a concern, and people are taking advantage of that. Todd, anything else you want to add that I may have forgotten?
Yeah, no, I think when it comes to property rights, I know we, you know, I have constituents that have concerns, too, about you know, buying a piece of property to maybe, you know, build a retirement home on or something like that. And then, you know, maybe 5 years later, something like that, all of a sudden, you know, government comes along and changes what that property can be used for. And of course, that can drastically devalue the property. And there's, at this point, there's really no recourse for the individual. So I think that's something we need to take a serious look at is when government changes land use regulations and it negatively affects property owners, I think that's something that needs to be looked at seriously too.